This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallam ala Sayyidina Muhammadin al-Bam'uthi rahmatan lil alameen wa ala alihi al-tayyibin wa ashabihi al-akrameen. ومن تبعهم بإحسان وهدى إلى يوم الدين وعلينا معهم وفيهم برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. In these days as we approach the winter time, even though it doesn't really feel like winter time, this is the time that's known as the spring of the believer. When the nights are long and the days are shorter, this is a time that's more conducive to ibadah, to worship. And in our busy lives and with all the distractions that we have, we must be even more proactive and intentional in cultivating a sense of uns billah, in cultivating this intimacy with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's really easy to lose sight of that. It's really easy to overlook that. Sometimes we're even doing good things and we can go through the motions, but we can forget what it is that we're actually seeking, and it's that nearness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah Jalla Jalalu, He commands His greatest beloved sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam, He says, وَمِنَ اللَّيْلِ فَتَهَجَّدْ بِهِ نَافِلَةً لَكْ. And in the night, get up from sleep and pray the tahajjud prayer. عَسَىٰ أَن يَبْعَثَكَ رَبُّكَ مَقَامًا مَحْمُودًا. So that your Lord will grant you the praiseworthy station, al-maqam al-mahmood. And the teacher of our teachers, al-Habib Abdul Qadir bin Ahmad al-Saqaf, radiyallahu anhu, he would say that whoever wants to be close to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he's granted the praiseworthy station, al-maqam al-mahmood, that this verse indicates the way that you seek that is through the night prayer. And even if it's something that we do, Laylatul Jum'ah, this is the most blessed night of the week, that we get up a little bit early, even if it's just once a week, we should strive to do it on a regular basis every day. And many of the Salihin, that was their way from the time that they were young, that they would get up before Fajr and they would have these moments of complete stillness and intimacy with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should seek that, especially now that we have an opportunity that Fajr is later and we can get a little bit more sleep and we can still get up and have time to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you see what the Salihin say about the night prayer, it's indescribable. If the people of paradise have what we have in Qiyam al-Layl, then paradise is truly good. And as Al-Habib Abu Bakr al-Adani radiyallahu anhu, he would say, "Anastu unsi al-unsi fi mahrajan al-Qudsi." I experienced the intimacy of all intimacy in the festival of holiness, in nearness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأَفْنَيْتْ هَيْكَ الْنَفْسِ وَقَالَبِي وَحِسِّي. And my nafs became annihilated and all of my senses. And then he ends it saying, بِالْبَارِقِ النَّوْرَانِ. All of these amazing experiences came through this divine light that was cast into his heart. And as our teachers also say, that no one was granted wilaya, no one was granted this station of belovedness and nearness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala except in Qiyam al-Layl, in the middle of the night. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to be people of ibadah and people who He removes the veils so that we can experience the intimacy of all intimacies in nearness to Him and in following in the footsteps of His greatest beloved. Wa sallallahu wa sallam ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعفو منكم.